Welcome to the 1-9 podcast for interesting insights and knowledge from animals and other beings within multidimensional realms.
Well, hello, Diana.
Hello, Karen.
We're here for another 1-9 podcast.
Yes, we are. And hopefully this will be a useful one.
Very interesting one, for sure, but a useful one, yes.
The guest who's here today.
Right. And we don't have, do we have a name for this guest?
I don't know. I was thinking Andy, Angelo, AFC.
Well, this kind of funny looking creature that showed up, is here in our podcast today, showed up at my house a couple weeks ago, and it started sleeping in Ollie's bed, which he didn't like. That meant he didn't have any place to sleep. And I thought it would just go away, or maybe it was nothing. But at first, only Ollie could sense it. And then after a while, I was like, And it went away on a vacation. I came back, and Ollie was like, look, I can't get in my bed. Because this creature is there. So I called Diana, and Diana said...
Yeah, I said, well...
It has four legs.
It's four legs. It's got some kind of fur, and it's got a pointy head. And then the image of it got a little bit more clearer. And it's like, kind of looks like a little anteater with really a pointy snout, right? And, I understand why Ollie cannot... actually sit or lie in his bed, because there's something there, right? And if he senses it, it's not that he's scared of it. He just, something's already there, so he can't lie down in his bed.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Now, can I ask why Ollie didn't just kick him out of his bed?
Wait, I don't know, but I don't think one can actually do that.
All right. With one of these multidimensional beings.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, you cannot sit or lie on top of them because you know that they're there, but you also can't do anything to move them.
Ollie's actually a very intuitive cat, so he's often been very sensitive to poltergeists and other dimensional beings that come through the house.
Yeah. Well, and so like...
And vague.
That this is not entity. It's not here... to do anything bad or play tricks on anybody. It's just kind of lost. It's looking for something. And at first I was thinking maybe kind of it's looking for ants or bugs or whatever, because I saw it walking around the various rooms of your house with its snout on the ground, like, you know.
Wouldn't it be nice if it was cleaning my house?
Vacuuming up all the bugs and dust and whatever.
Yeah. Well, I sensed it wasn't necessarily that evil, but I did have to remove the bed into another room and make another bed for Ollie in order for him to be able to sleep in his usual place. And he seemed okay with that.
Yeah. And yesterday I also asked Andy or Angelo or Antsy or whatever he's called to not go into the bedroom, not go into your bedroom.
Right. And he seemed to respect that.
Yeah. I was doing Reiki, which is what I recently started doing. And so the image of this creature just popped into my head again. But this time he wasn't just so like the side view. He turned around and looked at me. Okay. Like he wanted to say something. Anyway, I continue with the Reiki. And then I get the sense that he's like asking for help. He's lost. He's looking for something or somebody. And then the third image I got was like, he wanted to be picked up and held. So he's kind of like a baby. And if he's actually looking for somebody, it could be like a mother or father. And if he's a baby, then this mother or father is actually probably pretty big.
Oh, no. Well, that's what you're thinking. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, great. But anyway, I got here to Karen's this morning, and she had put Ollie's cat bed in her studio, So I brought it down and put it on the couch. And somehow he was kind of like sleeping before or had passed out or seemed really weak. But when I put him on the couch, he perked up. Because he saw the animals on an armchair, which has kind of like a circus animal design on it. And stool. So he seemed to like that. So that's why I figured maybe he's looking for like an animal parent.
Oh, and maybe he thought that since I had pictures of all these parent animals on my chair, maybe his was here.
Yeah, great. So anyway, the objective now is to actually help this little guy. So I'm kind of wondering how to do that.
I'm wondering if even Ollie has some ideas. He's sitting right here with us.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's sitting here. He's right here. He's sitting at the foot of where Ansi?
Ansi, Angelo, Andy.
Whatever. So he's sitting at the foot of the bed of Angelo. Maybe we should call him Angelo.
Okay.
Very calmly. Just he's not going to leave. No, you're going to. What are you doing, Ollie? So I'm wondering if Ollie maybe has some ideas.
Let's ask him. All right. Do you have any ideas?
You're saying,
just get him out of there.
Just get him out of here? Okay. Yeah, Ollie's not particularly happy about him being here, I guess.
Okay. So, Ollie, can you tell us? Can you tell us something about what you're seeing? What this creature is. Okay, so, I mean, he's saying it's like, it's a baby. It's a baby.
It is a baby.
Yeah. And he kind of feels sad for it. Sorry.
Can you tell us where it came from?
It came in from the outside.
Through an open window?
Open window. Well, it could actually... I was thinking maybe it doesn't really have to come in through an open window or door.
It no, it probably doesn't have to, but...
Come in somehow, right through the walls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, Ollie, are you sure you don't have any suggestions on how we can help Angelo? Just get him out of here. Just get him out. Okay, Ollie, you think some kind of food... would help him.
What about Ellie? Ellie's right behind us. But
yeah, she wants to know what's going on. Yeah, are you sure you don't want Angelo to stay here? No. No. It's going to get too big.
Oh, so he's a baby, so he'll get a lot bigger. Okay.
What if he just stays in the backyard? Maybe. What if we find his mama and then they stay in the backyard?
What?
Maybe.
I don't have a very big backyard. What if he, it might be getting really big. And then if there's two of them, I mean, backyard is Ollie's Melu as well. So.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm wondering if we can help him find his mama, then maybe they can go to a habitat that's big enough for them, like the woods.
Even right.
Kingman Park, not too far away.
Yeah. So, well, it all depends as to why they're here.
Oh.
Okay. Meaning that the baby's lost, right? But he was together with his a parent at some point. Then he got lost. But then the parent must be around here somewhere.
Unless the parent was passed on to another plane.
Oh, well, yeah. But anyway, they were here for some purpose. You know, I get the feeling that perhaps they're not really ant eaters.
I don't have any ants here, so.
More like dragons.
Oh, little dragons here.
Yeah.
What color is this dragon?
From what I can see, it's like I don't see any specific color. It's just kind of like nondescript.
It is. So it's a furry dragon?
Yeah.
It's a baby dragon. Ollie, would it be all right to leave him here for a little bit, knowing that he's going to go as soon as he's got his dragon wings?
Maybe. He doesn't have idea too much.
All right. Well, let's see if we can find a better home for the dragon then. So Diana lives up the street. There's not very much room left in Diana's house for more multidimensional beings, but we could visit you there. But I guess, I don't know if a baby has their purposes lined up. So I don't know if there's like, you can come back when you're an adult and help us with what you need.
Well, okay. I think perhaps the best thing to do now is actually try to find the parent.
Okay.
Most probably the mama. Okay. And then put them somewhere.
Okay.
Depending on why they were here initially.
Okay.
Okay. So how are we going to do that?
Now we're going to call in the mama. Well, does the baby have an idea of where they're from? Maybe the mama's gone back there.
No. The mama would be looking for the baby. But a couple of weeks is kind of like a long time.
Sometimes mamas and babies get reunited after months.
Oh, you know what? It fell through something.
It fell through a dimension. It fell through another dimension.
Yeah.
Like a little hole in the clouds or something?
Yeah.
Interesting. So how do we let the mama know? Can the mama come down and get the baby, or is it the baby?
They're both multidimensional, so that shouldn't be any problem.
Right, but
it's probably a problem now for the baby because mm-hmm. it can't do all this stuff.
So we put like a little notice out on Craigslist. Lost baby dimension in the third dimension. Seeking communicators from multi dimensions to let the mama know it's here and guide it home.
Okay, no, what we will do is we
as in me and Diana.
We will attach a signal from the baby to what we're sending out.
Okay.
Okay. And we will be sending out the fact that here we have this lost baby dragon, and this is the particular signal. So who knows how many dragons are out there, but and they could be searching for...
Right, and they can communicate with each other.
Right. But they'll know, the mama will know it's this one because of the signal we've attached.
Okay. Like a thumbprint? You know how they're individually...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's like some kind of individual signal. We can't see it, but it's part of the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it seems to like that idea. It's kind of like looked up and was gave a little squeal.
All right. So you can stay here while we search for your mama.
And we should be able to do that pretty quickly.
Yeah.
A couple of minutes, you know.
Okay. All right. Let's give it a try.
Okay. So we're going to start now.
So this, for people listening, might be a very long couple of minutes.
No, we can say what we're doing.
Too. Okay.
Okay. So we're basically just... I'm going to try sending this out, attaching what we're sending out, encapsulating it in a Reiki energy ball. Okay.
Okay. A ball that expands as it goes out into other dimensions so it can reach.
Right.
Everyone.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that should work,
mm-hmm.
I think. Okay. So first of all, with Reiki energy, it's like... You intend to connect with it. And once that intention is set up and the connection is established, then we are now thinking of our message, in that the message is we have this baby dragon. Here's its particular signal. And... we're sending this out to the mama dragon, who's looking for her baby.
can almost send it out like a crystal ball. You know, it has a signal, like an image of the baby in it. It's expanding through the dimensions.
Yeah. Well, it's only expanding. Otherwise, it's just going to get to be too big.
Right. But it's got to reach a lot of area in order to reach the dragon.
Ooh. Yeah. No, that's okay. It will. I can do it just like that.
Okay. That's right. Let's apply some quantum physics to this.
Now, I had a thought, though. What if the mama doesn't want to find it?
That's kind of awful.
Well, that's not too dissimilar to baby birds that flop out of the nest, right?
Yeah.
And someone tries to put it back and they're afraid of it because the humans have touched it.
Okay, we haven't touched it.
No.
Ollie's kept away from it. Okay. So we're sending out this message. It's going out everywhere. And dragons are sending it to each other too. Okay, so there's one dragon that has got this. And it is the mama dragon.
Wow, that was fast.
Yeah. And she kind of didn't notice. It's awful.
She didn't notice it was gone. It's awful, but it's happened to mothers all the time. Like, oh, my kid's gone. That's right. I wondered why I was so quiet around here.
No, but she's got at least one other baby dragon. So, yeah. She wants it back.
Sorry, little Angelo, that your mom didn't even notice you were gone. We'll give you a big hug for that. That bites.
Yeah. Okay, so, ooh, she's actually pretty big.
Yeah, that's why the backyard's a bad idea. They need lots of space.
Yeah. She's actually outside your windows now, your front windows.
Too big to come in, huh?
Well, she's just wants to make sure that, I guess it's him. I don't know how many babies she's got. Okay. Is she going to come in?
Oh, Angelo, can you look outside the window? Is this your mama?
Oh, he doesn't go. It's been so long.
Poor little baby.
But the other babies are saying, yeah, it's him. It's him.
Yeah, some babies know. So ask the mother if she would welcome Angelo back into her care.
Yeah.
Or into her care, even if she's not sure.
Yes, yes.
And provide him the nourishment that he needs because he's been separated. We don't want him to have any long-term trauma.
Yeah. Okay, she's just kind of like a tired.
She's tired.
She's tired. She's overwhelmed.
Oh, my. No. From coming here or from raising babies?
Raising babies, I guess. Okay, so, yeah. Yeah, she's going to take him back. She's going to take care of him. The other babies are going to take care of him.
So your babies.
Kind of like a runt.
A runt. So maybe we could ask the other babies to really help the mama out more.
Okay, I'm also telling her and all of them that they can go over to my backyard.
Well, aren't they very big for your backyard? Yours is smaller than mine.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how it goes.
What about Kingman Park? Because that's nearby. And it's got lots of dragon space. And they probably need more dragon magic over there.
Yeah, no, that is better. So they're going to have a little journey there. They're going to go here to my backyard and then to Kingman Park. And if there's any other stops that they need to make along the way, they can do that also.
I can come visit them. I can come visit them at Kingman Park. I go over there quite frequently. Is there anything we can do for the mama to help support her? Some Reiki, maybe?
I was thinking of that, but she didn't really have an answer.
Mm-hmm.
She's just so tired. Yeah. Reiki would be good.
Sometimes when people are too tired, they don't have an answer. So maybe we could do a Reiki session on her.
Yes, on everybody there.
I think that you can almost set Reiki up if I recall from my certifications, to work indefinitely.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. They haven't taught you that yet.
No, they have not. But actually, that was one of my questions, right? Because it's like once you're intend to connect with it and you do your Reiki session, it's like you don't turn it off.
Right? No.
So I was thinking, does it just fade away? Or does it continue on somehow? If it continues on somehow, why do you have to intend to call to connect with it again?
I think it's on the intention that you set it, because a lot of times you're using Reiki to transition a certain situation. And once the situation is transitioned, the Reiki is no longer needed. And situations are not fully understood sometimes. So you might have, you know, you might think you are doing Reiki on a sore knee, and you find out that there's more depth, more multidimensional aspects to that injury. And so the repeated Reiki could be setting, you know, used on a like different aspect of whatever. But it doesn't, it's supposed to work. If the intention is right, it's supposed to work until it's transitioned that whatever was intended for it. So if we intend for the Reiki to stay with the mama until she's no longer tired, maybe when she's no longer tired, she'll return back to her more multidimensional space, or maybe she'll be a helpful dragon here on Earth with all her helpful babies.
You're right. Yeah. Okay. So she's saying, yeah, that's a good idea. And okay. So all we have to do is set up the Reiki connection for her and it's, and the babies and the runt, Angelo.
And can we ask how many babies there are just for fun?
I got to 7.
7. Wow.
No,
I mean, it'd be really exciting to know that there's like 7 plus a big dragon over at Kingman Park.
Right.
How long does it take for the babies to be independent?
Well, you're talking about, you're asking for like a time.
Well, 100 years.
No, I mean, I got the number 10.
10 years.
Right.
Okay.
But that's kind of like our time.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So this mama has 10 years of work to raise 7 babies. That's a lot, but it's not.
Well, you don't know how many years already.
Oh.
She's been doing this.
Okay. It's a lot to have 7 babies, but but people do it here all the time. I don't know about dragons and how hard they are to raise baby dragons.
Right. Right, gosh. Okay. Okay, so.
Yeah, it's about soon.
Okay, Angelo, the runt now, is getting up. And he's going through the window. Oh.
To join
his long lost family there.
Okay.
But you may feel kind of like after effects of him still here somehow.
Okay. We just want to make sure all of him is collective to him so he doesn't have missing parts wherever he goes.
No, that's right.
Bye, Angelo.
Okay. Mama, make sure you get all of Angelo.
Does Mama have wings?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I've seen her, like, pull her wing around and scoop up the rest of his energy.
That's good. Okay. So, yeah, she's happy now. And
they're going to get happier. And they can stay in your backyard or Kingman Park until they get strong enough to leave, or maybe they'll like it here and we can have lots of fun with them.
That's right. Okay, maybe they take us for rides.
Is that for another podcast? Yeah, when the mother's stronger.
When the babies grow up.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Because when, right. Maybe we can set up an amusement park there.
No, I was thinking about rides for us.
Well, rides for us, but why not? If there's 7 babies, why not 7 people at once?
Well, let's see. You know, it's kind of funny.
What?
7 would equal you, me, Claude, and then there are four cats.
Oh, no, five cats.
Oh, you have five cats. Cats. You've got three cats.
Right.
Maybe because the cats are small, more than one could ride together.
Yeah, maybe. They're now walking down the street.
Oh, interesting.
They're too tired to fly.
That's why they said they might need a break between here and Kingman Park.
Yeah.
Are they tired because they went through the dimensions?
I don't know. It could be something else, too, that's making them tired. I'm not quite sure.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dragons, we'll check in on you from time to time and see how you're doing. And see if we can't continue to assist.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay. And then maybe you'll tell us why you're tired.
Sure. I think it's kind of like a long story. A long kind of, some kind of event.
On another planet?
I don't know. I don't know yet. So.
Well, stay tuned for part two. The story of the event of the dragons.
Right.
The very weary dragons.
I wonder how many other weary dragons there are.
I don't know, but it could be very interesting to dig deeper into this dragon story.
Yeah.
You don't want dragons, like...
Especially if they're falling through the dimensions.
Maybe we just...
Why are they falling through?
Right. All right. Well, we'll send out some feelers for seeing if we can find some information and assist these dragons.
Now, it would be interesting to know how Ollie feels about his bed now.
Well, he left the room, but you could probably just ask him for where he is. Ollie, you want to come back down here? And my sense is he's like, give it a day or two for his juju to wear off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Ollie's saying, yeah, we'll see. We'll see if he's really coming. Yeah. Well, that was interesting.
Yeah. Thank you, Diana, for facilitating that. Thank you, Angelo, and your mother, and everybody for reuniting nicely.
Yeah. And all these six other siblings there.
And I'm going to make sure we check in on you guys and see how you're doing. And maybe we can dig a little deeper and see if other dragons need help as well. You know, you never know. Maybe we can change the name eventually of Kingman Park to Dragon Island. That would be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
That's all for this episode of the 1-9 Podcast. Thank you for listening, and please sign up for our newsletter at 1-9podcast.com.